Let's go with the Lord in prayer. Father, thank you, Father, in this modern day, Father God, that only you are the perfect one, Father. Thank you, Lord Jesus Christ, forever. Lord, I ask you, Father, to speak through your Holy Spirit, to speak through me what you want me to say, Father God. Help me to leave off what you want, Father. And I pray, Father God, in Jesus' name, that you give your children listening hearts, ears, and minds, Father, to take in what the great teacher, the Holy Spirit, is saying. And I thank you again, Father, in all things. In Jesus' name, amen. Amen. Hallelujah. I'm teaching on Faith Rejoices. Just a small demo, okay? May my demo come up here? Okay, now Jerry Seville said that rejoicing is to brighten up, smile, leap, and spin. That's what he said. Keep going. Come back and do it. All right, leap, spin, smile. Thank you, darling. Thank you. Now, I imagine most of you, even at home, don't do that. I can do the leaping and the smiling, but the spinning I have wreck. Okay. Here is the beginning of my sermon. Okay. There was a missionary years ago to China. She contracted smallpox. There was no known cure back then. There was no hope. It was a deadly disease. So they quarantined her in her room. Those pock marks covered her from head to toe. She began to fervently seek God. The Lord always rewards our diligence in seeking him. He always does. Well, the Lord spoke to her and said, "Praise me for my faithfulness to keep my word." There's a sermon in itself, Pastor. Praise me for my faithfulness to keep my word. So, then he showed her a vision of two baskets. One basket contained her test and her trial, which would be her smallpox, okay? The basket was full. The other basket contained her praises, and that basket was half full. The Lord told her, the praise basket needed to be filled with praises so it would outweigh the basket with the test and the trial. And when the praise basket was full, her healing would be manifested. After several days of constant praise for his faithfulness to keep his word, God showed her the praise basket was full. She got out of bed and was completely healed. No pock marks left at all. They called that the praise cure. But you know that she got a rhema word from God, but it sure wouldn't hurt for us to try it. But no, I mean, to do it, it wouldn't hurt, you know. You can just say, "Lord, is my basket full yet?" You know, I've been doing it for 6 hours, you know. But not 6 minutes, okay. Now, Psalms 22:3 says, "But thou art holy, you Lord, for thou art holy, you, O Lord, inhabit the praises of Israel." If God inhabited the praises of Israel because they were his people, how much more does he inhabit the praises of his born-again people? Psalms 34:1. "I will bless the Lord at all times. His praise shall continually be in my mouth." Why does God's word exhort his people to praise and thank him continually for his benefits? Because God knows that praise releases our faith in him. Releases our faith in him. Praise provides an avenue for you to stay in faith and rise above negative emotions, thoughts, and circumstances. Praise is a demonstration of our faith. True praise stimulates our faith. And praise enables you to thank God for healing, deliverance, finances, etc., before you see them. Your faith rejoices. Praise can lift you from defeat to victory, sickness to health, despair to joy, and bondage to liberty. Hallelujah. Because praises is the language of faith. I like that one. Language of faith. In praising God for his goodness, we demonstrate our trust in him. Our trust, our faith in him. Isaiah 46:11. God says, "Truly I have spoken it, truly I will bring it to pass." I'll never forget when I seen that in my New American Standard Bible. I was hunting for another scripture and my eyes just fell. Holy Spirit will make your eyes just go this way, you know? Truly I have spoken, and it seems that the words were going like this, you know, "Truly I have spoken it, truly I will bring it to pass." That is powerful, y'all, powerful. Look at Abraham, Hebrews 4:20. He did not waver at the promise of God through unbelief, but was strengthened in faith, giving glory to God. Giving glory to God, it strengthened his faith. It will strengthen your faith too. Romans 10:17. Faith comes by hearing, and hearing by the word of God. Faith is strengthened by praise. So I thought to myself, faith comes by hearing, but it stays by praise. And I thought I'd roomy, or little rhymey do there. It stays by praise. Okay. Focus on God's faithfulness, not on the trial. With that, and that's hard to do. I'm telling you, believe me. Okay. Focus on God's faithfulness, not on the trial. Defeat comes when we continually focus our gaze on the circumstances. And boy, I found that out. That's true. Oh, boy. But just God is so faithful. I mean, he is a faithful God, a restoring God. Hebrews 10:23, "Let us hold fast the confession of our hope, for he who promised is faithful." Praise God. Another one, Hebrews 10:35. "Do not cast away your confidence in him, which has great reward." Now, 10:36 says this, "For you have need of endurance." And that's that little thing stuck in there, sandwiched between them two things. Well, nobody wants to do that part, you know. "For you have need of endurance," because God wants to build some character in you, you know. Yeah, I mean, yeah, he wants us all to be characters. Okay, my family was characters. I'm sorry. You know, okay, he wants to build. "For you have need of endurance." So if it's not taken as, if it's taken longer than you thought, like I'll get to my eye pretty soon, you know. He wants to build endurance in you. And the other one in James says, "By patience, you know, have patience during that time. "For you have need of endurance, so that after you have done the will of God," which is keep standing and not giving up, "you will receive the promise that he gave you." Hallelujah. I just go to them all the time. I go to them scriptures all the time. When you release your situation to Jesus, praise will help you keep your eyes focused on him, the master of every situation. The master of every situation. Okay. Listen, There was a man who wanted to quit smoking. He requested prayer. Then, every time he had a desire for a cigarette, he would praise God that he had been delivered. Every time, smoking it, while he's smoking it. Praise God that he had been delivered. Listen to this. Before long, as he faithfully kept praising God, he lost all desire to smoke. Amen. Praise God. Thank you, God. Thank you, God. Because praises releases the power of God. Okay. Now, Hebrews 13:15. Let us offer the sacrifice of praise to God continually, that is the fruit of our lips, giving thanks to his name. Not the fruit of our lips, of our feelings. No, the fruit of our lips giving praise, because a lot of times we don't feel like it. You know what I mean? That's when you have to do it on purpose. Hallelujah. And there is a reward in sacrifice. God loves sacrifice. Acts 16:26. Paul and Silas in prison praising. Now listen, the scripture goes, suddenly there was a great earthquake, and the foundations of the prison was shaken, and immediately all the doors were opened. Praises causes suddenlies to come. Well, I can tell you that. Okay, here we go. Okay, here we go. Last November, the doctor said, you have a detached retina. So on November the 2nd, I had an operation to reattach it, okay? And I went to the doctor every 2 weeks or something like that. And I had to come back January 10th, and he says, it's detached again. I didn't want to, my eyeball was so sore, I did not want to go through anything. But they said it was a good idea to try it again, okay? So they were so kind to me, they got me in quick. Okay, I had another operation, and he attached the retina again. Okay, that was in January 17th. Okay, on March 6th, I went to this specialist, all he does is retinas. Okay, I went to him on the 6th of March. He says, I'm sorry, ma'am, it's detached for the third time, and there's nothing more I can do. Well, he felt so bad. I didn't feel bad at all. I'm not trying to be funny or anything. I went out of there dancing. I went out of there rejoicing because you know what? I was in perfect position for a miracle. Yeah. Hallelujah. Yeah. Hallelujah. What's impossible with man is possible with God. And God is so good. God is so good. With less than 24 hours after he told me that, which is bad news, less than 24 hours, God always puffs your faith back up. Uh-huh. He is such a good father. Yes. Okay, that was March 6th. Now, March 7th, I was praising God and praying in tongues. Suddenly, y'all, I told you to bring suddenlies, I heard a rhema word from God just to me. He said to me, I heard it loud, recovery of sight. Hallelujah. Well, I'm just a word person, and I ran to my Bible, and I wanted to find the exact three words. They were in Luke 4:18, those exact words, recovery of sight. Okay, so I've been saying, thank you, Lord, I have recovery of sight in my right eye. And I say it, and I say it, and always say a rhema word from God. Always speak it out of your mouth. Speak it out of your mouth. Speak it out. Okay. Okay, well, that sure jump-started my faith, I'll tell you that. Okay. Okay. Then I was reading a Christian magazine, and my eyes just fell on this. I almost missed it. My eyes just fell on this. Big letters. Jesus will never fail you. Amen. He brought me up again. He brought me up again. Right. But I had been praising him. Jesus will never fail you. And I got that on my desk in big black letters. Jesus, and I always glance at it. Always say it. Always glance at it. You got to put them things around. You got to speak them out of your mouth. Then, a couple months later, April 29th, I was praising God again, and I heard another rhema word from God. He said the whole sentence, he said it very sweetly, because God speaks sweetly.
Yes, he does.
It shall be even as it was told me. And that is Acts 27:25. It shall be, and I ran to my Bible and make sure I found that. It shall be even as it was told me. And so I say, well, thank you, Lord. Recovery of sight. Praise God. Pop my faith up again. Uh-huh. Praising. Praise strengthens faith.
Yes. Yes. Yes.
Okay. Okay. Now, and then another time, Joseph Prince, I read his daily devotional just one time in the morning. Okay. And, okay, and then I his daily devotional said, Matthew 8:13, it shall be done for you as you have believed. I mean, I knew in my heart God just spoke to me. I knew it. And that very same day, I got a letter from Jesse Duplantis, very same scripture. See, he's just constantly, yes, oh, he's so good. He's so good. Okay. 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 I thought this next thing fit in with this sermon, so I'm going to put it in. Okay. I'll be honest with that guy. This is from Kenneth Copeland. Okay. He sure is a man of victory, I'll tell you. Okay. Believing, which is faith, believing is the key to everything in the kingdom of God. Most of us know that, but we may not know how to put it into action. Tapping into the power of God. It's very simple. It's saying four words. I believe, I receive. Something happens in your spirit when you say those four words. I don't understand it, but it does. Now listen to this. I don't understand how my digestive system knows what to do when I swallow food. But it does. I don't have to make it happen. I don't have to feel it happen. It just happens. That's the way our body is made, and He made our body. In much the same way, when you feed on God's promises and swallow them into your spirit by saying, I believe, I receive, faith is released. You don't have to make it happen. You don't have to feel it happen. It just happens. That's the way God made our born-again spirit. Okay, you can say, for instance, I believe I receive my healing, and then quote the scripture you are standing on. Now, faith is released to bring that to pass. Say, and he also said, when you read scripture, when you pray, when you praise, say, I believe I receive. Now, don't say, I believe I receive if they said, and Judas went out and hung himself. Don't say, I believe I receive on that one. Just the good scriptures, just the promises of God, and there's thousands of them. There's lots of them in there. Okay. I believe, and I've been doing that. I've been doing that. Pastor had a word this morning. I was sitting back there. I says, I believe I receive. Great. And I'll think of it. I'll think of it. Oh, yeah, I remembered. Okay. Pastor had a word this morning. For all of us.
Yes.
I believe she said, God wants to give you a special blessing.
Yes.
Was it this week?
Uh-huh.
Oh, and she said, expect uh-huh. a special, yes. just be expecting a special blessing
yes.
this week.
Amen.
Hallelujah. I said, I believe I receive. Activate your faith by those four words. I believe, I receive. Remember, it just happens. That's the way God made it. Now, our job is to believe. We are the believers. God is the performer. Jesus performed miracles. Now remember that. We're the believers. We don't have to make it. We do not have to make it happen. He is the performer. And He knows the time. He does know the time. There's time for everything. He knows the time. Praise is an expression of our faith. Praise helps to keep you in faith. Therefore, living a life of praise is really living a life of faith.
Yeah.
Okay. Okay. Psalms 107. It is written four times in this psalm. Oh, that men would praise the Lord for His goodness. And it's over and over and over. Oh, that men would praise the Lord for His goodness. David knew something about praise. He knew, and things worked for him. Okay. Praise causes your faith to rise. Praise causes suddenlies to come. Praise strengthens faith. Praise is an expression of your faith. Praise releases faith in God in His faithfulness. Hallelujah. God's a good God. Thank you. God is a good God.